following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How's it going, Refuge family? Pastor David here with today's Refuge Daily. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm actually on vacation right now in a place that's a little bit warmer than Huntington. With my family, we're in Palm Springs currently, or I should say when you are watching this, I'll be in Palm Springs. And so just full disclosure, not in Palm Springs currently. I recorded this a little bit earlier, but still have a short word that I want to bring to you guys. It's found in Philippians chapter 2. So this morning as I was doing my devotionals, as my wife and I usually do in the mornings before the boys wake up, I was in Philippians chapter 2. I'm also in Leviticus as well. And I've read Philippians a bunch of different times. And a scripture stood out to me. It's Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. And it says this: do all things without complaining and disputing. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. I love the progression of this. So Paul is saying, hey, a little bit earlier on in chapter 2, he talks about this incredible unity that we are called to have as believers, and we cannot, and the world cannot have this kind of unity apart from the Holy Spirit indwelling them. This kind of unity comes from Jesus, and it is kept by Jesus, by himself, by his Spirit. And so it says, do all things without complaining and disputing. Again, we're going to absolutely need his Spirit to be able to do it this way. Do all things without complaining and disputing. But why, Paul, why are we being told to do this? That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. The way that we go about living our lives, even when we don't complain, I mean, we live in a world where it is so normal, natural, and almost expected. We're expected to complain in a sense, right? Something goes down, oh, this sucks. This is the worst thing ever. I can't believe this is happening. Whatever, right? We've all been there. We're all guilty of doing that. Paul is making the distinction here and saying that when we choose to not complain or dispute, when we choose to, I could almost say, submit to the Lord in the midst of whatever is going on in our lives, it actually, God actually uses that, uses us in that situation as a light in this crooked and perverse world that we find ourselves living in today. And I thought that is so interesting that if I choose to not complain, that is actually a witness. It actually is a light in the darkness, because we live in a day and age where people complain all the time. It was true of Paul's age when he was living. It's absolutely true of the age we're living in now. And so that was just a quick encouragement for you guys. It's a quick encouragement for me as I read it this morning and I'm reading, okay, David, don't complain. And it's like, well, you know, I'm really good at complaining. Like, over big things, over small things, over really, really stupid things. I mean, oh my gosh, like, we're just so good at complaining in all these different areas, right? And the fact that Paul ties it to our witness is just so interesting to me. Guys, I'm just going to read it again right here. Verse 14, do all things without complaining and disputing. Remember, this is something we need the Holy Spirit indwelling us for us to live this kind of way. That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. I'm going to finish this the section. Holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I may have not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. So, Refuge family, I love you. I hope you're encouraged by this. I also hope you're challenged by this as I was as well. I also just want to say this really quick. I know I'm signing off, but when we find ourselves complaining, do not feel condemned as though God is looking at you being like, you're the worst person in the world. Look at it as an opportunity to be like, okay, God, teach me how to not complain in this situation. Holy Spirit, would you fill me? Would you refresh me? Would you give me your perspective in this situation? And when we ask for that, God will fill us. He'll help us not complain in the situations that we find ourselves in. And in doing that, we will be a witness in the world, in the generation, in the time that we're living in. Love you guys. God bless you. We will see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.